we're live over here, Hot Rod. We're not even ready.
Live? I'm paying attention to everything. I'm paying attention to everything.
I turn my phone on silent.
I see you guys are yelling at me. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live from inside the main build facility here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the muting master, Bubba.
Yep.
Morning, Bub. How you doing today?
This is like a widespread set we got going here.
It's pretty nice.
A lot of good stuff. And the freaking bike in the background. Man, what do you got going today?
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you check it out. This is the number one rated internationally syndicated daily live stream in the motorsports arena, Bub. Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's MS Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com. Monkey in Paradise, Bub, the 2017 San Francisco World Spirits Competition double gold winner. Monkey in Paradise asks, what's your paradise? And they remind you, Bub,
drink responsibly. Big time.
Somehow the video went around about 10 of us last night where it wasn't so responsible, Bub.
We're going to
talk about
video?
That.
Wait a minute.
Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the world's largest, Guinness World Record largest Cars and Coffee. You don't want to miss that, Bub. Hello to all the Lion Pride out there. Kerry from DV8, Sean from DNA Surface Concepts, Max and John Zalinga over there at Cars and Coffee. You guys, Tony Lubanzi, all of them, man. Lion Pride running around. Well, let's talk about the video that went around last night.
I mean, what about it, dude? There's not much to say, and I thought it was a pretty responsible video, by the way. I was doing the speed limit. There was nothing wrong with the... I was driving on the right side of the road.
Backwards.
Okay, I was in reverse, but what's that have to do with anything?
It's pretty funny, bud.
Okay, so here's the deal. I have no problem throwing anything out there because I just don't care. It doesn't matter. If you don't like what I've got to say, change the freaking channel. It's that simple, right?
Right.
So Thursday night, which is our typical Jumbie Bay gathering.
It is the gathering of the Lions Pride with the Monkey in Paradise.
But I don't want this to be on the Monkey in Paradise side. This may just be the fact that my street is very dim. There's not a lot of streetlights going on. But every Thursday, for some reason, Layla knows when I'm driving down our street that I seem to never make it to our house. I don't know why, and I don't know what it is, but I always cruise right on past our freaking house for some reason until I get to the stop sign that's past our street or house. Then I'm like, okay, yep, I've gone too far again, and then I stick it in reverse, and I'm just driving backwards, because I passed my freaking house. I only lived there for a year. Just keep passing the thing.
Well, Bub, yours is the only house with the big, long palm tree hanging out over the front yard.
That's correct. I'm not looking for the palm tree. I'm looking for the numbers on the house.
But the lights have died. It's still a blue sky at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night here in sunny South Florida.
Okay, this might have something to do with the monkey. Let's just throw it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we're getting to it. The monkey was indeed loose. I can tell it was out there again, Bub.
Hey, it's a good time. That's all that matters.
Got to say hi to our accountants there. Celeste and Karen were here today. They think I'm a train wreck. They're like, please focus. Please sit down. I've got two phones to my ear. I got people walking in, questions being thrown at me, and they want to talk numbers.
Well, that's why you just need to stop with everything and seriously learn how to focus, man.
Oh, just ask anybody that works here. They'll tell you that I should just pick up a piece of sandpaper and put it in my hand and stop worrying about all the administrative things that go on from day to day.
No, you need to just, like, put your cell phone down, and you do it to me all the time.
Yes, I do.
You do. You just got to stop with the nonsense of everything else and focus on one thing at one time. Then move on to the next. Speaking of which, I got to go finish something.
Ladies and gentlemen, see, it's not me with the ADD problem. It's actually Bub, and he's making me crazy trying to take care of. What do we got over here, Bub?
Well, this is what I was working on before we had to go live.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this is a diagram of?
Yes, it's a diagram for a 2014 Chevrolet Equinox, which is here at our facility, that was hit by somebody who was texting and driving and not paying attention.
By the way, pretty solid stuff. And this was just totally out of the blue right here. So let me tell you, this is the detail that we go to here at BEM. When we've got a problem, and we're talking any kind of manufacturer, automobile, make, model, year, it doesn't matter, we go to the roots. We go to the base of where this thing came from, the way it was created, the way the factory designed it, very much so for what we're doing now. This is a very small, in our body shop, more mechanical than anything. We've just got to paint a bumper cover, and it sticks right on. But it's more mechanical than anything, and this is a car that got towed in yesterday. One of our really good friends and also a very good client of ours, it was his mom's car towed in a small accident. So the first thing we've got to do, let's get the car mobile again. Right now, the rear suspension's folded underneath of the car.
It is.
So what we do is we literally go to the manufacturers, this one, Chevrolet in particular. We use Schumacher Chevrolet down on North Lake Boulevard, who does all of our GM stuff with
That's
us,
right.
Everything across the board. And we go down and we literally get these papers that get faxed in to us so that we can get the exact diagram, the exact part number, and we know what to get specifically for that vehicle. You can highlight nuts and bolts, you can highlight brackets. You call the dealer, you give them the number you need, and then before you know it, you've got all the factory parts that fit right on this thing, and that's the way to do the job correctly. So it's literally out of the box, stick it on, the same way the factory would have designed it, whether it's been hit, totaled, destroyed, sideswiped, kicked in, doesn't freaking matter what the situation is. You can always go back to what it should have been rolling off that floor. And this Unless, of course, it's just been burned into a pile of mush. Then you just kind of
sweep it along. Yeah. And this illustrates, ladies and gentlemen, again, the lengths that we'll go to get a car right. I'm not worried about rushing your car out the door, but what I am worried about is when you get your vehicle back, you get something that I'm allowed to put Bub's name on, and it brings you 110%
and it doesn't matter.
Satisfaction guarantee.
Clearly, it doesn't matter if we're working on a Bentley, which we did yesterday. We're doing a lower valance, which is what's considered the front bumper from Bentley, to a pro touring ride in the $200,000-$300,000 class, to a, we've got a very, very, very rare and exotic Ferrari here that's going to release at the Cavallino. That car is north of 750. So it's, you've got this full array of things, and high-end rides to medium-grade rides to low-end rides, and now we're even doing, for one of our very good clients, as I just mentioned, and a really good friend, just his mom's Equinox that was involved in a small accident, just straight for suspension components. So it doesn't matter how small or how big the job is, here at BEM, we do tackle all of them.
And one of the things, Bub, that people don't know is, throughout our 12-year history in Virginia, we hung out with all the law enforcement. I'm a former police officer. All the law enforcement personnel, fire department personnel, hung out in our shop. At that time, it was a very reputable place to be.
Yep.
Today, this is the same case here in Jupiter, Florida.
Yep.
This belongs to a very good friend of mine who is a local law enforcement officer, and it doesn't matter who you are or what you do, your quality never changes.
No, never. No, it doesn't change with the nut and bolt or the vehicle. It doesn't at all.
Nope.
The fact of the matter is when it comes in here, it's going to get written up one way. It doesn't matter if it's worth $100 or if it's worth $1 million. It's getting written up the exact same way. The estimate's going to stay the same. The pricing's going to stay the same.
Right.
It's just that simple. However, there is a big swing in the price difference when you talk about bumpers for a Chevrolet versus bumpers for a Bentley.
For example,
probably about $4,000.
Yes, about,
which is a lot.
When we got behind the Bentley, the GTC, Mike found out that we had a brake and rotor problem, and we're going to have to handle that. That's big money. Our producer's grabbing our attention. Mr. Producer, you got a question, sir? Go ahead. Well, Jeff
Very
Peterson
good.
Said hello. Jeff, how you doing out there? One of Nate's friends, and Nate is heading back up there. His wife is standing just offset behind us here watching this show, Jeff. His wife is heading, he and his wife are heading back up today. Thursday, Nate will be heading back down this
She's
way.
Literally, Angie's behind camera, so
standing right
to where the camera is, offset to the right, behind what's really known as, what was that car? The Maverick PI Ferrari, the 308 GTS.
That's right.
The 328.
Would you like to come up and say hi to Jeff?
She's literally back here, pulling the engine
walk
out of this Ferrari with Vinny in the background.
You can walk up real quick. Hold on one second, Jeff. We're going to let you say hi. Mark, how you doing out there? Mark Hoffman's been a longtime fan of ours, dirt track racer, numerous many-time trophy winner, Bub. Come on, you can walk up and say hi to Jeff real quick. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Nate's wife. You met Nate, Bub's brother, the other day.
Ange?
There's Ange right there. Say hello to Jeff right there.
What's up, Spanky?
There you go, Spanky. There she is. Thank you so much for joining us live here. But we're going to talk a little bit about one of the things you're known for is you not only build cars and trucks, you also build very, very nice looking Harley Davidson motorcycles.
Yeah.
This particular bike belongs to my best friend, and you are going to be going through and converting this bike and blacking this whole thing out. Let's talk a little bit, Bub. We don't void manufacturer's warranties here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Yeah, so that's a tough one to throw out there. We do void sometimes, depending on how big we go.
In this case, we don't.
The 2,000 horsepower engine, void.
99.9 times out of 100, we don't
yes.
void those ones.
I mean, typically, when you do a lot of bolt-ons, all of our designs, all of our packages, even when it comes to doing mild lift kits on, some of these Jeep JKs, doing mild stuff, we try to stay as close to stock as possible, typically within doing leveling kits, which isn't changing any factory geometry to where if you did have a severe tire wear problem, something went wrong in the suspension, could have just been a manufacturer that something broke or something wore out, maybe a ball joint was loose, anything like that. All of those components would still be covered under factory. So we try to stay very, very factory warranty specific and covered. But in a case like this, we are not going to avoid this warranty by the fact and the simple fact that we're not only going to use Harley-Davidson brand parts, but also products that are all licensed to match Harley-Davidson.
Yes. But one of the things you do, this bike is going to be completely murdered out. You've been doing a lot of the murdering out. By murdering out, Bub, would you tell everybody in the audience, please, what does murdering out a vehicle mean?
Yeah, so it's the whole murdered out thing started probably 5-6 years ago. It's when you take anything that's got color to it and you have basically a couple color options. We've done it to a lot of vehicles here at BEM. You do matte black, you do gloss black, you just get rid of anything color and it's just freaking black. That's exactly what's going to go on here with this 2016 Harley-Davidson Softail Slim. This is not the Slim S, which would have come factory with all the components blacked out. The engine components, the rocker box covers, the timing cover, the exhaust pipes, they all would have been blacked out from the factory. Yes, you can do it that way. It's a couple grand more from Harley to do it that way, but you're kind of getting just their mass production blackout, where this one we're going to do a little bit of modification here and there so that we can switch between Harley brand and also things like Performance Machine and Roland Sands Designs, RSD. We're going to put a couple different components on this thing to really make this bike look very murdered out, but have a really aggressive stance and look to it.
Bub, I know you're going to have black pipes on this thing. You're going to have an air cleaner on it. Again, the rocker boxes, these are what we call the rocker boxes, and Harley-Davidson derived its name. Many of its motorcycle brands derived its name from the rocker boxes themselves. For example, the knucklehead or the shovelhead. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so all about just styles of the Harley-Davidson engine. Over the years, they have all evolved, and it's just incredible ways that they've evolved. But every one of them had a different shape, look, sound, style to them, whether it be, like you mentioned, the Knucklebox series or the Knucklehead, the Shufflehead. There were so many different engine styles and designs out. It was all on the shape of the actual rocker boxes on the top end of the motor that holds the valve train where the rockers are.
The rock, for example, the shovel head looked like an old shovel.
Yep.
The knucklehead looked like a knuckle. In fact, today, Bub, Harley-Davidson has just released what's known as the Milwaukee 8.
Yep.
And the Milwaukee 8 has gone from what we have seen since 1999 in the Harley-Davidson as the twin cam motor, which in its initial conception, there were some small issues. Harley-Davidson stood behind it and fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
They fixed the cam bearing failures, and by 2000, that problem was resolved.
Yep.
Since then to this year, they have had the twin cam setup,
yep.
Very healthy, strong setup. Today, they have moved to a single cam motor, much like the old knuckleheads,
mm-hmm.
and they are calling it the Milwaukee 8 with a single cam motor. They say that it is, I think you've ridden one of those, I haven't yet, and they say it produces more torque and more horsepower.
Yeah, it's a much smoother, responsive setup. It's very crisp, it's reliable. The torque curve is very, very smooth and strong all the way throughout the band, which has always been a downfall to a lot of Harley-Davidson owners. When you have guys that have ridden bikes like S&S Motors, or not bikes that are built by S&S, but bikes that are powered by S&S
Motors,
whether they're 113s, 119s, 121s, 131s, I mean, any of the Jim's motors in the 140 range, all of those motors are raw horsepower, man. So when you've ridden a bike like that, and then you go to get on a mass production Harley, a lot of guys are like, it's a little weak, I can go full throttle, and it still doesn't pin me down like I would or break the tire loose. When you've ridden raw horsepower like that, you know what serious, serious power is. And that's what now people are doing with all of Harley's components. They're literally buying, the 120R conversions through Screaming Eagle. So now you can literally have tire shredder kits that are actually what they're called from Harley-Davidson.
I didn't know that.
To make your motor produce serious horsepower, all on fuel injected, smooth idle, very, very fun to ride, very reliable, and that's what this motor is allowing them to do.
That would be very appealing to you, because one of the things you don't like is chopping a motor and a rough run. You like things very smooth and comfortable with all the power there. So I could see where that would be an appealing feature for you.
Yeah.
I think, Bob, this is going to be an amazing build here when we come back and see it. I know this is going to be very, very dark. I love what they did with the Slim, because they brought in some of the design from, say, the 45 JLA and things like that, with the wider front tire, the full-size footboards, the full-size brake lever. I mean, I really like what Harley-Davidson designers did with this particular piece of equipment.
Yeah, very, very unique design. The bike ride's absolutely amazing. It's like riding a Cadillac in the Harley-Davidson line. I've ridden almost everything they produce, if not everything.
Yep.
And this is by far the most nimble, smooth-riding, comfortable bike I've ever ridden that they have produced. And this bike's been out for what, just a couple years now?
Couple years
since
now,
15,
yeah.
14, 15, something like that. So stay tuned for all of the major, major upgrades we're going to do to this thing. We've already done a few that have been serious. We've done some really stout. We've literally changed them from Softail Slims to Softail Fats, because we put these things over on 280 rears.
Yes, yeah.
And we've raked them out on 23s, which is almost unheard of on all stock Harley suspension. So again, you have that serious look, low, wide, fat, but it's got the ride quality of a factory Slim.
In fact, the Softail Slim that you built with the wide tire kit, Harley-Davidson liked it so much, they asked you to please put it on display at one of the local Harley-Davidson dealers here. It was an absolutely stunning bike. I look forward to seeing that in their next model year or two coming out.
Yep.
More on the heels of that, Bob, Harley-Davidson traditionals don't like the water-cooled motors. They're not fans of them.
Yeah.
You just purchased for yourself and myself the Harley-Davidson XG750 Street, which is a water-cooled V-twin, and it is an amazing little bike, Bob. I always thought that the Sportsters were more the corner-carving, kind of fun bikes, but I have really fallen in love with this little water-cooled XG.
Yeah, it's a fun little thing around town. It's a little street buster. I mean, pull it up and just park it. Don't even put the kickstand down. Just let it
fall over. Yeah, who cares?
You know, I haven't done anything to it yet because I'm waiting for the fact that Harley-Davidson is, you know, when I initially purchased that bike 6 months ago, I wanted to do a very flat-track board-style racer to it. Very unique-looking, almost on-road, off-road, enduro style. But I didn't do anything to it yet because just prior to purchasing it, I literally saw they've just released the XG750R. So now that's going to be a new model coming out this year.
That's got to be a race version.
It's a flat track version. It's already built and ready. So there's no product available yet, truly, in terms of like a cafe racer, flat track racer. There's nothing available yet because the bike hasn't been released.
So you're waiting to see what's released from the R line.
There's no reason for me to go through and hand design and fabricate, modify, build all of these one-off parts when they're getting ready to be mass-produced, which I guarantee you is getting ready to release pretty soon.
I'll tell you, my idea kind of, Bob, I wanted to take mine and roll it back to a 71 boat tail,
terrible,
the FXR. I thought that would be really good with the red, white, and blue paint scheme. I'm still kind of thinking about that, and how do I do that with a more boat tail, traditional style fender? It's easy. I talk to you. You help me fabricate it.
That's it.
So these are the fun things, ladies and gentlemen, that you'll see come out of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. It's not just the cars and the trucks, but people don't know just how deep you get into these Harley-Davidsons.
I go all the way, dude.
You definitely do.
All the way.
You are a big Harley fanatic. You have only ever owned Harley-Davidsons.
Yep.
You believe in the quality.
Wait a minute. Has this bike ever been ridden? Why are all the knobs are still on the tires? This thing hasn't even been ridden yet.
We know that the owner of this bike...
This thing still has all the little nubs.
Yes, it does. The owner of this bike doesn't have much time to ride. He works, I can't divulge his personality or where he works, but it is a celebrity-oriented status. He is a very, very hardworking man, and he's a wonderful father as well. And he's a very, very good friend. He's a good mentor to all. He's a very charitable man. He's a good person.
Yep. Thursday night, we'll see him.
Unfortunately, there's a 90-day period every year that I don't get to see him. And when he doesn't text back and forth with me, I get kind of aggravated with him. But it's okay.
It's fun. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. We're going to be doing a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of stuff going up on Instagram the next couple
of days.
Watch
carefully, ladies and gentlemen.
We've got a lot of insane stuff going up. You know, we've got this bike in the works right now. We've got a lot of stuff coming out of paint and body right now. A lot of pro touring rides. So stay tuned for those, man. The paint quality is insanity.
It's crazy.
I literally, for base coat, clear coat, paint jobs, these things look like they're 3 and 4 stage with candy layers because of how well they've been shot.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of very exciting things coming into the business right now from an IT perspective and from a visual perspective.
Yep.
We will be doing some big things with the podcast, with our YouTube channel, Bub, with the pages on our, or the pictures on our webpage.
Yep.
There's a lot of very exciting things getting ready to roll out in the next 15 to 20 days.
A lot of good stuff, man, so stay tuned. Keep checking into our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Scroll down, click on our subscribe to link on the YouTube. If you hit that, I'm telling you, everything we do here in the shop, whether you're following us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, it will literally hit your phone live in your pocket wherever you are in the entire world anytime we go hot here at BEM.
I am going to be talking to our producers. I did say producers. We do have more than one now in-house, Bub. We are expanding and evolving that department.
Yep.
I will be putting together a blooper reel. I think you guys are going to find it comical when you see some of the things that take place behind
Just wait until we get the one from Turbonetics.
Oh, wait till you see. Oh, I heard about that, on the podcast.
That's
Saturday.
It.
That was pretty good.
Yep.
That was pretty good. So, Bub, we're going to jump out of this segment for today. Thanks for showing us a little bit about what's going to happen with this late model Harley-Davidson and where it's going.
So stay tuned.
It's going to be a lot of fun, Bub.
It's going to be insane.
Until next time.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, and Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com. Guys, if you haven't seen the stuff for the ladies over there, make sure you're there, 561-660-6695. Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com, exotic car guru and salesman. to the stars. Great guy. How about this, Bub? Monkey in Paradise, the 2017 San Francisco World Spirits Champion. Double gold winner, ladies and gentlemen. It's never happened before, and it is vodka done Bubba style. How about that? Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, carsandcoffeeofpalmbeach.com. Got to join us out there for the July show. Oh, it's going to be a record breaker. Make sure you step out to touch somebody's life in a positive way today. Feed somebody who's hungry. Buy shoes for somebody who's got holes in the bottom of them. Just hold the door for an elderly person. Till tomorrow, keep on doing it Bubba style.